Good morning. We are in the middle of our discussion of Masechta Shabbos. We're in the first parak, and we're in the middle of dealing with the Malachos, where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree in regard to starting work on Friday. So the Mishnah continues here in Parak Aleph Mishnah Vav. Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai takes the position and says, Einosnin Unin Shalpishtan Natocha Tanur. A person cannot take these bundles of flax and put it into the tanur. In the olden days, after they soaked the flax, they would put it directly into the oven in order for it to deal with the smoke and to whiten. And Beis Shammai felt that in doing this, you can't do it on Friday afternoon. Ela Kadeshi Afilu Miba Ojom, unless it would get smoked already and warmed up on Erev Shabbos. You can't go ahead and take the wool and put it into the burning cauldron that has the smoking dye, right? In order for it to dye the wool, the fact of the matter is, it needs to soak up and be totally dyed. Beis Hillel says, go ahead, stick it in before you light candles, right? There's no issue. And again, as we said before, the question over here is whether a person has a responsibility for a Shvisas Kelim on Shabbos or not. Beis Shammai is of the opinion that you have to be concerned about Shvisas Kelim. Beis Hillel is not. Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, in a portion Mitzudos Chayav Ofos V'Dagim. On the Friday afternoon, you're not allowed to set up traps. Unless you check him out, Mibodyon. Now here, the fact of the matter is, the Yerushalmi says we must be dealing with traps that are in a forest for wild animals, right? And it has to be traps that it's going to go ahead and get minimal amounts, says Toises. Beis Hillel Matir, and Beis Hillel says, go ahead, spread out the traps, even if they will be trapped all Shabbos long. It's not yours yet, and so therefore you are not mitzuva on Shvisas Adam, on Shvisas Behemto. This is still a question of Kalim. Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, in Mochrin Lenachri, right? You can't make a sale to a Nachri on a Friday. Ve'in Toan in Imo, you can't start helping him deal with the load. Ve'ein magbien alav, and you can't put a load on his shoulders. Why? Because it looks like you're going to be setting him up to do work on Shabbos. Elikadeshi agiel makom karov. So, like saddling up the UPS guy, Beis Shammai would have a hard time with that. Why? Unless he's going to make a delivery down your block. It looks like you're telling him to do work on Friday, and people are going to think that the Nachri is doing your work on Friday, which would be a potential violation of the law. Beis Hillel matir, and Beis Hillel says, go ahead, make a sale to him, and load him up. Even if he's going to a long-distance place. But the fact of the matter is, he has to leave your house mi ba'od yom, so people don't think you told him to do the malacha on Shabbos. And while we're on the subject, we continue. In that regard, Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai is of the opinion. The laws of Shabbos are exciting and complex, and we will continue with them when we meet again tomorrow morning.